the stage was even too big for Freddie Mercury.
The first thing you heard with Queen was Freddie's voice, and it's the same as it was then. It's a very strong voice, a very distinctive voice, and you recognise that this guy knows what he's doing.
Freddie Mercury just does things with the mic.
He was great. No, he was wonderful to work with, I have to say, unequivocally. You know, people think he might be difficult, you know, be a diva or whatever, but he wasn't. He was very democratic, very giving, very supportive of everyone else's ideas. He was great, unique.
Is, and I mean this in all sincerity, I think Freddie is the 80s. 80s, Edith Piaf. I think he's got that power.
Freddie Mercury was one of the most talented artists during his time. He sang, performed, and wrote his songs. Plus, he was amazing at it. But who was Freddie Mercury? During our artist spotlight today, you can get to know some of the greatest hits from the band Queen. Plus, what was Freddie's name before his life on the stage? And get to know the life he lived until his unfortunate passing. I'm today's host, Brooke, and welcome to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Freddie was born in 1974 in Stone Town of Zanzibar. To give you a better idea, that's in the southeast portion of Africa. And before his name was Freddie Mercury, his name was Farouk Boussala. Now, time skipping a bit to 1964, when Freddie's family moved to England because they were fleeing during the Zanzibar Revolution. Freddie was 17 years old during that time. While at college for design art and graphic art in the late 1960s, Freddie met the rest of the members of Queen, Brian May, Roger Taylor, and Tim Staffel. Later on, Freddie Mercury joined them and became the lead singer and renamed the band Queen in 1970. In 1974, Queen soon gained popularity with the song Killer Queen. Now, take a quick listen to the live performance at the Rainbow in 1974. She says, just like Marie Antoinette, building a remedy, whose job and energy, and an inside invitation you can't decline. Caviar, cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice, she's a killer queen. More of Queen's most popular songs include Bohemian Rhapsody in 1975 on their album A Night at the Opera. Another is We Will Rock You in 1977 on the album News of the World. And the third one is Another One Bites the Dust in 1980 on their album The Game. For those of you just now joining us at WGLZ for our artist spotlight, we are talking about the extremely talented and well-known Freddie Mercury and his life I'm your host, Brooke, on WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. Now, Freddie didn't want the shows to sound just like the recorded albums, and in an interview on March 1st, 1984, with Night Flight, he explains that.
I hate this thing about people thinking, oh, well, we've heard a Queen album, let's go and see this, their stage show and see if it sounds the same. I mean, I think by now, people who come to see our shows know that it's not going to be exactly the same. We don't want it to be. How boring if we reproduce note for note what was on the album. They might as well sit at home and listen to the album with a few visuals thrown in. I mean, I'd like them to come and see that it's a show, it's an entertainment, and our songs take on a different meaning when we do a stage show. So, I mean, what they hear on record can be totally different to what they hear on stage. I mean, we deliberately do that. And we like that because some of the songs have that depth, I think, that where we can do it on an album. And when we do it in a show, we can totally twist it around and we do what is best for the show. A song like Love of My Life, which is a song from Night at the Opera. I mean, it's very classical and it's got lots of musical instruments on it, on the album. And when we do it on stage, it's just me and Brian. I mean, Brian just plays an acoustic guitar and I just sing it. And it's a very good song for rapport. I mean, I like to get the audience participating with me. And most of the time I let them sing the song because they're into that. So, I mean, I basically conduct that song. And I love the fact that they just sing it. So it's totally different from what they hear on an album.
And in 1977, in an interview by Molly Meldrum, Freddie explains how he writes subconsciously.
It's got to a stage where we do it subconsciously, you know, I mean, and we write, especially my songs, I mean, they don't state very categorically. I mean, they're very sort of, they can go into different sort of areas. And I like that, actually. I mean, it's a nice escape for me, from the writer's point of view, but I think from the listener's point of view, it's nice that they can make up different interpretations.
Now, coming to the end of the artist spotlight, we must talk about the end of Freddie Mercury. As many people know, Freddie lost his battle with AIDS on November 24th, 1991. But what many might not know is that he announced he had it a day before he sadly passed on. Today's artist spotlight, we covered the life of Freddie Mercury. Starting from where he was born to how he met the other band members, heard some of the most popular songs, listened to a few interviews with some more information, and finally, how this amazing artist passed on. It's been good talking with you guys, and thank you for listening to this artist spotlight on WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. Does anybody want to take it anymore?